News Radio KMAN In Focus continues here on a Wednesday morning. We're talking with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Daryl Eady. School board meets tonight, 6:30. They got a lot on the agenda here tonight. A lot of it pretty routine, though. Taking a look at the new business items, a lot of it has to do with the bond projects, it looks like. What are we voting on here tonight, Eric?
Oh, we got a lot of things. We got our guaranteed maximum price for the Marlette project. So that design process is coming to the completion and out to bid and have those numbers back. Doing some projector purchases. Eugene Field, we got some asbestos we ran into during demolition that we need to get cleaned out. We're also starting the preliminary part on bond refinancing. The numbers and interest rates coming in pretty favorable, and you know we look to save taxpayers several millions of dollars with a bond refinance coming up in the next couple weeks.
All right, I see. There's what was it, the bleacher upgrades? That's for the middle schools. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, there are exterior bleachers out at the football field at both of the middle schools.
Okay.
So they're getting those replaced and upgraded from what we currently had. They redid the interior ones just within the last couple years. We're also getting a playground at Amanda Arnold. They're up for playground equipment and turf replacement. So we're working on that too. We got a lot of stuff coming up tonight.
Yeah,
got a couple roofs, parking lots, all kinds of fun stuff.
I was going to say that parking lot in Northview. That's when is that project going to start? Is that a summertime project?
That's a summertime project. Now's the time we put all the summer projects in the queue.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, you know, I know construction's been pretty prevalent here in the district. So let's talk a little bit about some of the projects going on. I'll maybe start with Oliver Brown. I drove by there the other day. I was just kind of curious how it's looking. And, you know, it looks like a school now. I imagine most of the work's inside now.
Well, yeah, we're waiting on a few windows to kind of get it totally weathered in, but they have at least the north part of the building kind of weathered in, so they're doing a lot of their work right now on that side of the building where they can actually close it off, run some heaters, retain it, and get some work done. But it seems to be progressing well. It's nicer every time I go in.
All right. High school, I know the projects are going on there too. What's the latest with the high school project?
High school's continuing on. Yeah, they're kind of gearing up to what they can do in the summer. We do have some interior stuff going on over the summer at the high school. We've also got a lot of buildings moving around where we got to empty out some buildings, moving some libraries around so they can work at like Bergman. Bergman's going to have a lot of people move in and out. And then, of course, middle schools are going to have a lot of people moving around with the addition of the new wings. So, yeah, it's always exciting and stuff going on, but everything seems to be progressing on pace.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, the rec center, I drive by Anthony Rec Center almost daily, and it looks like it's very close. It's got the exterior looking almost like it's ready to open, but I know it's a little bit down the road still.
A couple months, getting closer. Closer every day is what I say.
I think it's late March, early April, if I remember right. I got to tour it the other day, and it's amazing. I mean, it's really nice, and I'm glad we were able to do that with the city.
Well, it won't be too long before that those two buildings will be starting to be utilized. I know the construction update's one part of the report here tonight. We have some other reports. Looks like the Diversity and Inclusion Annual Report and the District Technology Plan Annual Report will be happening this evening.
Yeah, those are two big ones. You know, diversity and inclusion's been one of our target goals. So hearing from that committee that helps us in that process will be great. And then I know Dr. Ribble has done a lot of work on his IT plan.
Okay.
They're actually presenting us a technology handbook tonight, the first draft of it, about 94 pages long. It looked pretty comprehensive. I was pleased to see that.
Well, technology is, you guys have experienced this in the past year, how important it is to have, you know, the latest updates in technology. How do you feel, you know, as far as confidence with that going forward?
Oh, you know, it's growing. I would say, you know, what Dr. Ribble is putting together is kind of in response, because with COVID, we kind of fast-forwarded a lot of IT plans, and so our policies really weren't caught up with that, or what we do wasn't meant to accommodate for that yet. So that's part of what he had to do, is kind of catch up and get ahead, because if you know Dr. Ribble, he likes to have his policies lined out before we do things. We just couldn't wait on that with COVID. And, you know, all the remote learning that we had and the hybrid learning that we had, we needed to get those devices to students. So I think we've grown in that way, but I don't think we're done growing yet.
Well, I was really glad that we had some reserves set up for the new school and everything, for because we had to do all those extra iPads and what they call Kijits, basically wireless transmitter information and all that, you know, software technology stuff that has special names. But they did a great job of really implementing all that, getting the students moving and on board. I know a lot of students this semester seem to be going quite well. I haven't heard of a whole lot of complaints, so kudos to our technology group. They did a great job.
Yeah, they really did.
All right. Well, there's and another thing here on the new business I kind of overlooked, but you know, we're talking about virtual learning. I see that Brooke Blank from Manhattan Virtual Academy is going to have an item here on the agenda tonight. Can you kind of explain what that will be?
Well, Brooke's going to talk a little bit about virtual school for K through 5. Currently, our Manhattan Virtual Academy set up grades 6 through 12, and she's going to talk through the things we got to do if we're going to add on to that program. In case, because I'm sure we're going to have some families that want to continue on with virtual education and like that path.
And it's so nice that you already kind of had that available to students already. I mean, that program has been available for several years, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's been there for quite a while. I think part of our challenge will be virtual education is a little different than remote education that we've been offering this year. So she's going to go through a little bit of here's the differences between the two.
Okay. Well, that'll be an interesting one to listen into here tonight. And of course, the meeting is at 6:30, broadcast on the USD 3D3 Facebook page, YouTube channel, also carries those meetings. Is there anything else we haven't covered here this morning you guys want to make sure to get out there to the public?
We have a big meeting, but I, you know, repeat what Dr. Wade would say. You know, go out, wear your mask, practice your hand hygiene, stay home when you're sick, do everything you can to help us to continue on. We've been successful so far. Just keep it up, everyone.
Well, I'm just glad a lot of this stuff was stuff we'd already planned for, budgeted for. So all those little extra line items are things we've already talked about, or a lot of it we've already talked about. So that'll make the end point easier.
Yeah,
no doubt. Well, all right. Well, we'll look forward to tonight's meeting, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys again here next month.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Thank you so much. Eric Reed, Daryl Eady, our guests here this morning on In Focus. Coming up next, we'll talk with members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. That's coming up right after the break.